Boogaloo is a form of Latin music. You know, we think of the, you know, the 20th century, all these different forms of Latin music that became popular forms of music. Mambo, of course, there was, you know, mambo craze in the 1950s, and cha-cha-cha is part of that. And boogaloo was this, in the mid to late 60s, was this form of music that came about. You know, it was sort of like a mix of some R&B rhythms with Afro-Cuban rhythms. Sometimes it was sung in English, sometimes it was sung in Spanish. And what's really interesting about it is it's sort of the perfect mix of that generation's music, because the musicians who were making mambo music, like Tito Puente, Tito Rodriguez, Charlie Palmieri, you know, Eddie's older brother in the 50s, you know, they were sort of the kids of immigrants. So, you know, they were singing in Spanish. They were taking those old Afro-Cuban rhythms and making the music to them. But now you have the next generation that's born here in New York. They're not really Puerto Rican. A lot of us identify, you know, ourselves as like New Yorican. You know, if you grow up in New York, and when you grow up in New York, you might be of Puerto Rican descent, but your Spanish might not be as good. You speak Spanglish. You hang out with a lot of African Americans, so you're listening to funk and R&B and everything else. And, you know, you're part of New York City as part of your culture as well. And to them, mambo music was my parents' music. No one as a teenager wants to listen to their parents' music, you know, even though mambo is like a hip form of music. But when you're 17, 16, you want to listen to what's hip and new at that time. And boogaloo, it was fun, and people just danced to it. And that was the thing. It was the 1960s. People were having fun, and you could just go and dance however you wanted to with boogaloo. So it was really fun music. And I think also, you know, speaking of the social history, I think it does talk to that generation that grew up at that time. And also, at that time when they're growing up, these New Yorican generation are growing up, it's also this time of like ethnic politics, right? You got the Black Panthers, the Young Lords, American Indian movement. So there's all this political stuff going on. And so I think it speaks to shifting identities and conflicts, you know, generational conflict of that era.